How to effectively prepare for the appointment. Research conducted several years ago revealed that effective pre-call planning is one of the most critical components for sales success. The research results aren't too surprising when you consider the volume of change taking place in today's recruiting environment and Air Force Reserve. At any given time, the elements of the Air Force Reserve are downsizing, deploying, reorganizing, or changing missions. Meanwhile, the recruiting marketplace remains volatile in the wake of economic and political issues impacting our society and views of military service in general. It's obvious that not only awareness, but knowledge of these changing conditions is critical before making a presentation to a lead, applicant, or influencer. Adequate pre-call planning will give you the best chance for success. Here are four scenarios that show how pre-call planning can pay off for you as a recruiter. First, you'll feel a lot more confident in your sales presentation by completing pre-call planning, and more secure in what you say, the questions you ask, and how you approach the lead, applicant, or influencer, and a lot more. It's knowing about their biggest challenges and problems, what they do, what they're looking for, how they make decisions, and when they make decisions. It becomes easier for you to pinpoint precisely what this person's issues and needs are. Second, you'll come across as more knowledgeable and professional in the eyes of the person you're talking to. You'll make well-founded, intelligent statements. Third, you will have developed a strategy and a game plan for the call. It's important to be in control of the situation, not to allow the situation to be in control of you. Pre-call planning allows that to happen. Finally, you'll have a much greater chance to make the sale or gain the support of an influencer. You will have a much better chance of accomplishing your objective with pre-call planning. If these payoffs aren't enough to convince you to invest more time in pre-call planning, consider this situation. When was the last time you said the wrong thing to a lead or an applicant, and when you said it, you realized it was the wrong thing to say? Proper pre-call planning could have prevented that embarrassing moment from ever occurring. It's awful to be embarrassed in front of a lead, applicant, or influencer, especially when it's avoidable. Let's take a look at some of the sources of pre-call planning data. There are three presentations: the one you are going to give, the one you give, and the one you wish you had given. Pre-call planning and the use of other sources of information can ensure that the presentation you give is on target. Here are a few resources to use to help prepare for your presentation. Number 1. The Internet. Search engines can be used to locate information about a specific person, and organizational websites used by schools, businesses, and community-based organizations contain all sorts of valuable facts and data. Number 2. Other recruiters who may have had personal contact with some of these individuals or the organizations where they are from. Chances are, you can check historical data going back several years on the schools in your zone to measure the school's receptivity to working with recruiters, as well as the propensity for people from those schools to join the Air Force Reserve. Number 3. Internal advocates. These are people you know personally who support you and the Air Force Reserve. If they work in the schools, run businesses, or involved in community-based organizations, they likely have regular contact with people in your target markets. Talk to them and find out who and what they know. And number 4, clubs, associations, and community service groups. The networking that goes on inside these organizations and your ability to understand, interpret, read, and assimilate information that comes from these organizations is an invaluable resource. Just as important as these sources, though, are the things you will want and need to know before you ever get face-to-face with a lead, applicant, or influencer. Here are some to consider. We call them the Dozen Truths. 1. What is the formal and informal structure of the school, military unit, business, or community-based organization I plan to visit? If I'm meeting with a lead or applicant, will someone else play a role in the decision-making process? 2. What type of decision-making process is this lead or applicant going to use, and where are they in that process? Are they just beginning to look at military service, or have they been thinking about it for a while? 3. What is their availability to meet the participation requirements of the Air Force Reserve? 4. What is their time frame for making a decision? 5. If they are prior military, what service were they in, and why might they have separated? If they are non-prior service, why were they attracted to the Air Force Reserve? 6. Who is my competition? If it's another branch of service, do I know the name of the recruiter I'm competing against? 7. What are the greatest strengths of my competition? 8. What weaknesses do my competitors have that I can exploit? 9. What is the incentive history of my competition? 10. How do their incentives compare to ours? 11. What kind of solutions or benefits might they be looking for? 12. What kind of things might they not want to change from their current situation or lifestyle? All of this valuable information not only tells you the strategy to develop, it also gives you an added sense of confidence. Most importantly, you will now know precisely which questions to ask and which questions to avoid. When it comes to helping your leads and applicants verbalize and identify the specific reasons why they should join the Air Force Reserve, proper pre-call planning is essential. Recruiting is a function of intelligent questioning, coupled with an accurate strategy, both designed to allow the lead or applicant to reveal exactly how, why, when, and under what conditions they will commit to joining the Air Force Reserve. In every recruiting transaction, there is a series of influencers surrounding your leads and applicants. Some have input, others have authority. Your objective is to identify these people. Let's start with the buffer. The buffer has one job in life: to keep you away from your lead or applicant. This person could be a parent, spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, employer, or employee of the lead or applicant. The lead or applicant, which is the person you're trying to convince to join the Air Force Reserve. The decision maker, that's the person who has final approval. That person might also be the lead or applicant, or the decision maker could be a parent, spouse, or anyone else with real or implied authority over your lead or applicant. Lastly, there is the internal advocate. This is the person who can help you the most. There's no question that the single most important person is the internal advocate. These are four different roles, not necessarily four different people. The single most important thing to remember is to never proceed too far into the recruiting process until you've identified who the key players are, especially an internal advocate who will support you. Pre-call planning is essential to recruiting and will pay off for you.